I recently treated an adolescent male with an impacted lower right canine. My initial treatment attempt was to move the tooth orthodontically, but it became apparent that the tooth was ankylosed. After discussing the options with the family, we made the decision to try autotransplantation of the tooth, and the surgical procedure was done shortly thereafter. At first, everything was great, but after about 6 to 9 months, the tooth showed evidence of replacement resorption and had to be removed. I have been wondering if anything could have been done differently that would have improved the attempted autotransplantation, so I was excited to see a case report in the November 2003 Triple O that showed a similar case. The article is called 12-Year Follow-Up of an Autogenous Mandibular Canine Transplant, and it also includes an excellent, thorough literature review on autotransplantation. The subject of this case report was an 11-year-old female with the lower right canine impacted facially near the midline. The decision to do the autotransplantation was made at the beginning, not after an unsuccessful attempt to move the tooth orthodontically like my case. The tooth was carefully extracted and then placed in the recipient site where the retained primary canine had been removed. The tooth was held in place with minimal splinting, and antibiotics were used for 7 days. In addition, chlorhexidine gel was used to promote periodontal healing. At 1 month, the periodontal healing was excellent, with no inflammation and minimal pocket depths. Follow-up was continued, and a radiographic exam at 5 years showed total pulpal obliteration, but no evidence of external root resorption or periapical pathology. At this time, the pulp still responded normally to electrical pulp testing. At the most recent recall, which was 12 years after surgery, the tooth is still functioning well with good periodontal health and no evidence of root resorption or periapical pathology. After a complete literature review, the authors make the following recommendations to improve the success of autotransplantations. Number one, ideally the root should be between 1/2 and 3/4 complete at the time of transplantation. Number two, the tooth should be put in the recipient site no more than 30 minutes after extraction. Number three, minimal splinting should be used. Number four, trauma should be minimized to the PDL and root sheath. And number five, endodontic treatment should be done in teeth with fully developed roots. When I think about these recommendations and the case I had that failed, I think that my chances of success may have been better if the autotransplantation was done initially rather than after unsuccessful movement. In addition, maybe if endodontic treatment had been done at the time of transplantation, since the root formation was nearly complete, that may have prevented the root resorption and ankylosis that caused the problem. If you are contemplating an autotransplantation for one of your patients, reviewing this case report and its literature review will be very valuable. You can find it in the November 2003 issue of Oral Surgery, Oral Medicine, and Oral Pathology.